Honey, you awake? Oh, thank goodness. No, everything's fine. It's just, I have a lot on my mind. I'm just dying to tell someone. So, if you don't mind, could I tell you? Thank you. You're always so open to hear me talk. So, basically, I've been reflecting, and I couldn't help but notice that I've been a lot happier recently. And you know me, that's been very hard to achieve for the last few years. But I feel like now, everything is stabilizing. What do I mean? Well, basically, I feel like I'm finally living life like how I was supposed to. Yeah, that feels right. Aw, honey. Well, all I really have to say is, I have a feeling that you're the reason why I feel this way. You are my calm, someone that I can rely on no matter what, and someone that I deeply care for. And the fact that I get to live with you every single day like this, I feel like it's fixed some parts of me that I never thought needed fixing. I'm gonna be very honest. The last few years before we moved in, it was really, really hard. I was dealing with just a severe amount of self-doubt, and I was scared that I didn't have a future, or that I was too late. But now, I realize that I have an entire life ahead of me. And if I'm constantly focused on what I'm not doing, I'm gonna miss out on a lot. And to be honest, I've already missed out on so much. And I can't really blame anyone else but myself. You know how I was. I was so focused on becoming a perfect version of myself. I became so explosive and just so aware of every detail that I didn't pay attention to things that actually mattered. I'll never get those years back. But I know now I can spend the rest of the years that I have focusing on what's important. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm such a fool. I mean, I am. The life that I've always wanted to live is right in front of me. Being able to be with you every single day, being your girlfriend. Well, let's just say, it completes me in a way. I know. Don't worry. I haven't lost focus on my ambitions. I'm still working on everything I want to do. But it's just nice to know that someone like you is going to be there to see it all. You've always been my number one fan. I knew you were going to say something like that. You're always so quick with your kindness. You know, have I ever told you what I thought when I first saw you? Oh, come on. Don't say that about yourself. We were young. Can't really blame yourself for not looking the best. Like, when you first met me, my face was riddled with acne. Yet you say all the time that the only thing you saw was the most beautiful girl in the world. Well, same goes for you. When I first saw you, I just felt something change, if that makes sense. Like there was a reason why I saw you. There was a reason why I was there. And I understood very quickly on why. Call this cheesy all you want, but I genuinely thought it was fate. Seeing you that day, becoming borderline obsessed with you, and racking up the courage to ask you out on a date, which, by the way, I'm never gonna forget. Do you remember how nervous I was? I was sweating bullets. I couldn't even see straight. And everything felt like a blur when I heard the word yes come out of your mouth. I never expected someone like you would want to go out with a girl like me. Yet, here we are, living together now. It's been a long time coming, huh? Everything in our relationship has built up to this moment. And the amazing part is, this isn't even where it ends. We have a whole journey together that we haven't gone on yet. Isn't that exciting? You know, I never thought of marriage before meeting you. I'm gonna be very honest. I thought I would end up like one of those single, cool, rich aunties. But I don't know. I don't know if I fit the criteria anymore. I guess I could be the cool, rich, taken auntie. I definitely have to work up to it, though. That reminds me. I've been working towards a goal. Yeah. I hope you're not mad at me for this, but I was gonna save this for tomorrow morning, but I actually got a promotion today. Oh, thank you. But yeah, I'm being paid really well now. And with that, I could get you more things. You know how I am. I love to give you things. You know how, like, penguins give pebbles to their partners? That's kind of how I see myself. Every gift I give you is just another pebble. And now, with this new job, I can get you a more elaborate pebble. It's my way of showing how grateful I am for you. You've changed me for the better. You've made my life so much more brighter. And you deserve so much. Obviously, I can't afford everything, but this is the least I can do. Aww. Thank you, honey. Of course. If anyone were put in my shoes, they would do the exact same thing. I want to tell you something before I inevitably fall back asleep. No matter what your mind tells you, you are a good person. The proof is everywhere. So many people love you. So many people appreciate you. You're surrounded by love because you are loved. So please, love yourself too. Oh, honey. I never want you to feel that you're unloved. That's why every single day, no matter what it is, I will show you that I love you. Whether it's through my words or my actions, I want to love you somehow. I know, I'm ranting again. But seriously, but this is truly how I feel. And I always want to be 100% honest with you. And I guess it doesn't help that today has been a huge emotional roller coaster for me. In a good way, I promise. Again, just reflecting on everything that's happened between us made me realize a few things. Well, I used to be a girl that was afraid of the future. Afraid that there was nothing there for me. But now, I'm no longer afraid. If anything, I'm so excited to experience life for the first time. And I'm just blessed that I get to experience it with you. So again, thank you for everything that you've done and everything that you will do for me. You are my world, and I love you so much. That felt good.
Okay. I think I'm ready to go back to bed. How about you?
Aw, you're so cute. How about we go do something tomorrow? Just you and me. Sounds like a plan. All right then. Good night. I love you.